Broken down souls. Broken down souls, you see them everywhere. On the street, on the bus, on the metro, but mostly wandering the streets. Lost souls, broken down, defeated souls. The soul of the living dead, dead inside, waiting for death to deliver them from the agony of the living dead. They beg, they make do, they steal, they con their way, living the street life, living death. Broken souls. You have two minds, one part of you, the fearful part of you, conditioned to ignore, conditioned to walk by, knowing the tragic, wounded lives, the broken souls all around you. Part of you knows that you cannot do that, but you can't save everyone, so you do what you can. You help them, those whom you can. All it takes is a little act of compassion, a little human kindness, a few bucks or a cup of coffee. And you walk by knowing, just knowing, that by a simple act of acknowledging our shared humanity, you have made a small victory and brought happiness to yet another broken down soul. The fear that you will be a broken down soul someday recedes away. Not me, never. Never will happen to me, but one forgets. It's a simple matter. Wrong turn in life, the wrong place, wrong time, wrong thing. And you can be the broken soul on the street, begging to be heard, begging to be taken away, and so I walk on by no more. I will listen and will talk to them. I will make a small difference, and so doing, avoid becoming a broken down soul. Homeless fears. I almost became a broken down soul out on the streets so many years ago. I was in college, adrift in the summer, smoking too much weed, aimless, hung out, and got to know some of the homeless, some of the bums on the street. I vowed that I would never be that person, never sink that low, never, ever be the homeless bum, the invisible man. That knowledge stuck with me throughout my life now that many decades later. I try to remember, I try to help when I can. Recall what it would be like to be on the street. Nothing but your clothes and the money you borrow to keep you alive. No one knows their names. The worst part of it all, as I survey the homeless across this great land of ours, the worst part of it all, so no one knows their name, no one knows their story, no one cares at all. This age of hatred, sponsored by a president or so, the homeless are being treated more and more as disposable trash. More and more cities are banning the homeless from their cities, banning feeding the homeless, banning begging, banning sleeping in the streets, and banning their campsites. If they could, they would round them all up to be shot, let them run for their life in some sort of game on TV, because the homeless are a front to these so-called Christian patriots. They are lazy, good-for-nothing losers who cause problems for good citizens. They should be locked up or removed for the good of us all. No one wants them, no one cares, and no one knows their name. President Trump discovers the homeless. President Trump, our dear compassionate leader, recently discovered that homeless people were everywhere, all over D.C., New York City, and especially L.A. and San Francisco. Homeless were becoming a huge problem. Something must be done. The homeless were taking up the best real estate, making life difficult for the masters of the universe. Something must be done. Homeless have to be rounded up and sent to camps, out of sight, out of mind. People wonder, where do the homeless people go if they notice them missing at all? Social purification drives. In the 1980s in Korea, the government decided to end the scourge of homelessness once and for all. The decree went out, the police rounded them all up, shut down the street vendors and homeless tranny towns, sent them off for re-education deep in the countryside. Just in time for the Olympics, the homeless disappeared. Broken down souls, do you see them? Broken down souls, do you see them? Or are they invisible? All the broken souls wandering the streets. Nowhere to go but to hell on earth now. Now. you see, that they are everywhere you see. Can you see them now? Will you befriend them now? Or will you still look away, afraid that you will become them?